I have not dared speak to the others about Delmar's investigation, since I wasn't sure who might be involved in the conspiracy, and Delmar himself was not ready to give any details till his investigation was complete. And even if Delmar had completed his work, how would we deal with the matter afterward? How does one deal with hostile human beings?
I don't know.
From the beginning, I felt we needed an Earthman. When I heard of your work in connection with the murder in Spacetown on Earth, I knew we needed you. I got in touch with Aurora, with whose men you had worked most closely, and through them approached the Earth government. Yet my own colleagues could not be persuaded into agreeing to this. Then came the murder, and that was enough of a shock to give me the agreement I needed. At the moment, they would have agreed to anything. Grewer hesitated, then added, It's not easy to ask an Earthman to help, but I must do so. Remember, whatever it is, the human race is in danger. Earth, too. Earth was doubly in danger then. There was no mistaking the desperate sincerity in Grewer's voice. But then, if the murder were so fortunate a pretext for allowing Grewer to do what he so desperately wanted to do all the time, was it entirely fortune? It opened new avenues of thought that were not reflected in Bailey's face, eyes, or voice. Bailey said, I've been sent here, sir, to help. I will do so to the best of my ability. Grewer finally lifted his long-delayed drink and looked over the rim of the glass at Bailey.
Good,
he said. Not a word to the Auroran, please. Whatever this is about, Aurora may be involved. Certainly they took an unusually intense interest in the case. For instance, they insisted on including Mr. Oliva as your partner. Aurora is powerful. We had to agree. They say they include Mr. Oliva only because he worked with you before, but it may well be that they wish a reliable man of their own on the scene, eh? He sipped slowly, his eyes on Bailey. Bailey passed the knuckles of one hand against his long cheek, rubbing it thoughtfully.
Now that...
What? He didn't finish, but leaped from his chair and almost hurled himself toward the other before remembering it was only an image he was facing. For Grewer, staring wildly at his drink, clutched his throat, whispering hoarsely,
Burning! Burning!
The glass fell from his hand, its contents spilling, and Grewer dropped with it, his face distorted with pain.